they're particular. I had cataracts sitting and right up over me, like spider webs and all that stuff. I had to get my cataracts off of my eyes. I did. I couldn't see all that stuff.
Oh.
I tell that boy, they say, how you want this done? I says, you do it just like Craig Fulton does. I says, you might like me a job. And they had wallpaper, but he said, boss man tell me, says, now I want you to tell them boys not to put a broom up against the wall. So it's suspicious wallpaper, so it'll make a mark. So I told them if they didn't do it, I'd go to the boss man and tell them these fellas wasn't going to do it. The young fellas had to learn, but I didn't even go to the boss trying to help him out. And so the boss wanted, he left the cords, you know, over in his office. If you left it on there, he'd write it up and bend it, the boss man come up in there and he'd give me a pep talk. Everything had to be in uniform. They want everything to right, be right and jam up. And they didn't know, my boss man didn't know how to fix furniture. I said, well, if you don't know, where am I going to get somebody who knows how to do this? He said, I don't know nothing about furniture. I tell you, I said, I tell you what you do. You go in the automobiles.
Wow.
Raw engine oil and boil. I'll have it boil. And I polish his desk, you know, as the first thing he ever laid eyes on.
But he appreciated that.
And I says, I had to get the painters all the time. They says, putting the chairs too close to the wall like that is over there. I says, now if you do that, it just really helped me out about all this. Had to get the painters every time to go along and paint. I said, if you get you about a half an inch bar, and put her all the way around there. I said to cut all that off. Cause I had to get some painters every day to paint that, cause it's hard to do.
How far did you have to travel to get to work?
I drove from here to Eastport every day.
How long did it take you?
I worked at night, my boss bed, and then come in to about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm my own boss and everything. And so I had a bunch of boys that went to college. They said they couldn't learn no more, nothing down here doing this stuff, taking up trash and stuff like this. So they couldn't learn. Well, they'd give them a job to buy something, buy the clothes and things. But they didn't appreciate it. And I had some boys out of. Says, you want any of these, this job done, you do it yourself. I says, you want me to take with the boss man? He says, I don't give a damn what you do. So I says, okay, I hate to do it. I don't want to go to the boss man. He's young, you know, I'm trying to help him out. And I says, I'm trying to help you out. I says, a lot of boys out here on the farm like to have your job because they're fresh your clothes and everything. You didn't have to buy them. The girls and all works in the office. You didn't have to furnish nothing. And they furnished everything. And
was that in Atlanta? Or was it here in Roswell?
No, it was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was Decatur.
Okay.
See, they done away with that plant out there. This is, now they used to, when I worked out there, the women had to break the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to take a spoon, fill up the jar. And then another to put the lid on. And one to break the eggs and things like that. And that's what he done when I first went to work with him. And now they got machines. They put out 130 quarts of mayonnaise a minute.
Gosh.
At 115 pounds of margarine a minute.